Hello.
Hello, my name is Shakita Johnson, calling from customer support. How may I help you?
I was trying to find out why my credit card's getting charged, or what
Right.
for.
Okay,
I've got an order ID number,
can I get your zip code, please?
67544.
My mommy. And your first and last name?
Jim Hazuka.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me?
464 West Broadway Avenue, Hoisington, Kansas, 67544.
Righty, one moment, please. Alrighty, sir, we have you here. Like you enter our sweepstakes for kitchenware.
Yeah.
Is you familiar with that?
Yeah, I was supposed to pay $574, and I was supposed to get a mixer, is what he said. And they charged the $574 on October 11th. And then they turned around and charged $67.32 on October 16th. And then again today. I don't understand.
My mom is here. All righty, I see what's going on, sir. You did not read the terms and conditions.
I did. I didn't see anything about charges in there.
They say you agreed to pay what you had to $595, and if you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days after the main contest to win, and one contestant will be chosen out of 100 to win. Therefore, if every 30 days you will be entered to win for the price of $56.95 monthly.
Well, I want to cancel it.
Yes, you're supposed to have cancel your membership within 7 days if you didn't want that. That's what it is.
Ma'am, what Mr. Hazuka is trying to say to you is he agreed to the $5. He never agreed to $67 after that. So how could he cancel in 7 days, not knowing that you were going to do that?
I understand, ma'am. Well, let me try to help you out and talk to my supervisor. I'll be right with you.
I would appreciate that.
Okay. Oh. Hello?
Yes.
Well, it had declined today, the 6732. They tried to bill you,
Yes.
it declined.
because Mr. Hazuka personally answered that his card sends a message every time someone tries to charge it. And he answered that he did not authorize that. He also did not authorize the last $67 and would like to have it back. He's received absolutely nothing in the mail. The only thing he agreed to is the original 594. And anything beyond that technically is fraud, ma'am, and we can have his credit card pursue it if you folks don't want to settle it for him.
Oh, I understand, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm upset with the situation.
Oh, I completely understand. I know.
Okay.
Give me one sec. I'll try to help you out. One moment.
Yes. No, you need to hear your stuff. That's what I was doing. I was making sure it was on. Since I don't hear that great, you might catch something I don't. Hello? She's still connected. I can't hear anything. She's still there. You wouldn't have done it if you thought they were going to start billing you $67. And if you are making payments on a mixer, where's the mixer? She's making it sound like you're being billed for an entry to win or some shit. Well, you don't pay to enter a sweepstakes. That's not legit right there. That's why everything says no purchase necessary. I don't like how it goes black. Okay. Apparently we're on hold again. And then she's saying you had 7 days to cancel. Well, they didn't bill you 67 until after 7 days was way up. Why would you cancel when you didn't know they were going to do that?
Well, they billed me 5 days later.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess if you'd have called them that day, you could have still canceled, but you didn't know there was anything to cancel. You didn't know they were going to do that shit.
I should have called them when I seen that fucking name.
Yeah, the first 67.
Yeah, I declined that shit because it ain't even doing anything.
Did it give you an option the first time? On the first 67, did it send you something that said decline it or not? like it did today?
No, it didn't. But I don't understand.
They probably thought it was one time, and when it came up recurring, it triggered their fraud thing, so they texted you.
Could be.
Because you never set nothing up to be recurring with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when it hit the first time, they probably thought, man, big deal, he spent $67. But when it hit the second time, they're like, whoa, this is recurring, he didn't set it up, red flag, Jim gets a text. It makes sense. But it looks like they would have texted, didn't you say they text you every time?
Yeah, that's, well, they texted me, but there was a charge.
Oh.
But
they
didn't ask if it was me.
Oh, and this time it did. Yeah, it triggered something in their fraud network. Has it even been 30 days since they hit it the first time?
October 16th is the first 67.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. They're doing it for every 30 days. Okay.
Alrighty, I'm so sorry for the wait. So we was able to give you a full refund, and we was able to cancel you out. Is you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. C as in cat.
C as in what?
Cat.
C as in catch, okay.
Mm-hmm. 262.
C, I'm sorry. I got the C.
Okay. 262.
262.
Mm-hmm. 138.
138.
Mm-hmm. 169.
169.
Yes, and your 6732 should be on the card within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you out with?
No, ma'am. That'll be it.
All righty. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye.